Good evening. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Fine. Who is this?
Leonard Marks.
Hi, Leonard. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I want to thank
you. After watching last night and reading tonight.
I want to thank you for everything. You did a wonderful job helping us. And Hubert and I were here just kind of bragging on you.
Well, you're very nice. I did very little, and everything I did, I enjoyed.
I told him if I was rich enough, I'd retain you as my own lawyer.
You can just tell Hubert I gave $5,000 to Max Kampelman today, not to spend it so easily.
All right, well, I'll tell him to be careful with it.
All right.
How you doing?
I've got $30,000 tucked away for contingencies that nobody knows about, so you can count on.
All right. What else you know?
Well, I sure like to talk to you. I've got a problem on my mind I think you and I ought to share.
All right.
About the station.
All right.
And anytime you want to talk, well, I'm ready.
All right.
I know exactly what I think you ought to do and how to do it.
All right. What do you think you ought to do?
Well, I think you ought to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the time has come. I believe that if you retain it, we'll have all this backbiting, mean people all during the 4 years looking over your shoulder saying you should have done this or you shouldn't have taken this account away from Mr. Kingsbury. And maybe we ought to give them all of our networks. We ought to be independent. As much as it breaks my heart, I feel in my own judgment that's the only thing that you should do. Now, we can get by owning it, but in my heart, I believe that for your sake, your peace of mind, you gotta sell it.
Well, you'll have a hard time convincing a woman and two kids.
I know, and I wanted to work on it. I wanted to talk to you about it. I don't think the phone's the way to do it, and I'd like to see her. I hope she has some confidence in my judgment. I believe I've been her friend. She knows that after 17 years, I wouldn't recommend something I didn't believe in.
Well, we'll give some thought to it.
Mm-hmm. But I'll be glad to come down, doctor. Wait till you're here. You tell me what you want to do, if you want me to do anything. But I just feel I owe you that recommendation.
What'll it bring?
I think we can get 7.
What do you think about just getting out of the employees' fund, selling it to them?
Well, that's one way of doing it. But it's got to be a sale that nobody can criticize. I've thought that out, too. I figured out how Jess might buy it with a group if he wanted to. How the employee fund can be used. And the final alternative is just have a third party, a complete stranger. But we must not let it get into the auction or bidding stage where everybody and his brother comes on to audit your books and then goes around and says, did you know that they did thus and so? People have got to pick up their paper some morning and find out it's probably been sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I think it has to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll give some thought to it. You know anything else?
Well, anything I can do for you, I'm available. I'm at your disposal. I told you that a long time ago.
Okay, well, I'll be in touch with you when I get back. I'll be back in 3 or 4 days.
All right, wonderful. And
bye.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Bye.